Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has announced that the Czech Republic may veto the proposal for an EU banking supervisory agency. Czech police have arrested the executive director of the alcohol producer Likerka Drak in connection with the discovery of poisoned liquor. A 10-year prison sentence for the fugitive businessman Viktor Kožený was confirmed by an appellate court in Prague. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has announced that the government is ready to block the establishment of the single EU banking supervisory agency unless the disputed proposals that could threaten the Czech financial system are resolved. Mr. Nečas made the announcement at a press conference on Wednesday, saying that given the fact that 95% of the Czech banking market is controlled by foreign banking groups, the government has to be careful with regards to EU-wide regulations. The banking supervising system is deemed to be one of the building blocks of the new banking union that EU legislators in Brussels are currently working on. According to the Czech Prime Minister, the current proposals of the supervisory agency and the banking union are not satisfactory, and the Czech Republic would veto them if they were put to a vote today. The police have arrested Pavel Čaniga, the executive director of the liquor company Likerka Drak, and are still searching for the head of Drak's distribution company Verdana, Robert Sedlařík. The two men are suspected of endangering public health with harmful products after 7,600 bottles of rum containing 50% methanol were discovered in a storage facility belonging to Verdana at the end of last week. According to the police, the bottles were ready for distribution to stores, which could have caused a considerable number of deaths. But Mr. Čaniga and Mr. Sedlařík denied any knowledge of the dangerously mixed liquor, yet failed to produce documentation for more than 56,000 liters of alcohol found in the Verdana warehouse. Mr. Čaniga is currently being questioned by the police, but no charges have been brought against him so far. A 37-year-old former firefighter who for more than 6 months lived with two artificial pumps instead of a heart died on Saturday while awaiting a suitable donor, the Daily Blesk reported on Wednesday. The man who had a large tumor on his heart underwent the operation April 3rd. Doctors at Prague's IKEM Institute removed his heart and replaced it with two pumps. The head of the cardio center, Jan Pirk, said the cause of the man's death has not been established yet, but noted the pumps worked without problems. A Prague Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld the guilty verdict for the controversial fugitive businessman Viktor Kožený and his associate Boris Vostrý. The 10-year prison sentence handed to Mr. Kožený in absentia 2 years ago was confirmed, while Mr. Vostrý's was lowered to 9 years. The two men were found guilty of committing fraudulent practices that cost investors of their